guys, welcome back to There Soap. I'm your host, Edward Uribe. This is episode 13, and today we're going to be talking about how Jesus foretells the future in Luke chapter 21. Okay, let me look it up right here. Okay, so as we're looking at it, and he speaks about the future, this is such a good one, and it's going to be pretty long, so I'm just going to read Luke chapter 21, Luke chapter 21, verse 5 to 15, no, 14, I'm sorry. All right. Some of his disciples began talking about the majestic stonework of the temple and the memorial decorations on the walls. But Jesus said, "The time is coming when all these things will be completely demolished. Not one stone will be left on top of another." "Teacher," they asked, "when will all of this happen? What signs will show us that these things are about to take place?" He replied, "Don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah and saying that the time has come, but don't believe them. And when you hear of wars and insurrections, don't panic. Yes, these things must take place first, but the end won't follow immediately." Then he added, "Nations will go to war against nations, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and there will be famines and plagues in many lands. And there will be terrifying things and great miraculous signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, there will be a great time. There will be a time of great persecution. You will be dragged into synagogues and prisons, and you will stand trial before kings and governors because you are my followers. But this will be your opportunity to tell them about me. So don't worry in advance, but how to answer these charges against you, for I will give you the right words and such wisdom that none of the opponents will you be able to reply or refute you." All right, I think that's it. Okay, so all these things have to take place. So first, between when all of this comes, everything will be completely demolished. Not one stone will be left on top of another. Many will have to come claiming they are the Messiah, which we will not bother to look, because it says, and it completely tells us, that many are going to come in my name, but they are not the Messiah. So that's really a good one. So we have to stay out and looking for that. Nation will go to war against nation, and the kingdom against kingdom. Wait, I'm sorry, I think I missed one. No, I did not. Okay, nation will go to war against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and plagues in many lands. So really, we're gonna continue reading in that. So, but before all these occurrences, there will be a great time of persecution. This is only going to happen to those who do not reject him. So, if you reject him, then you're not going to get persecuted. But those who will stand, who will stay at last, will save their soul. So, with great, like, eternity. So, in heaven with Jesus. So, you will stand trial before kings and governors because you are my followers. But that will be the time you will tell them about him. So really, I didn't want to read all of that because I do not have time in this episode, but I will go into it in Revelations when I get done with, because I'm still reading the New Testament, so that's really a good one. So I know I'm four minutes in, so please give me some of your time. Today is the day where you have to accept that we cannot just stand here and think about the fear of God, because you cannot fear, Jesus says not to fear anybody else but fear him, because he has the power to destroy you whenever he wants. So that is really a big one. And that's, now's the choice to accept God in your life and read how Jesus foretells the future and gives us a warning so that we will be able to stand that. And also, I think if you go reading even more, it says, oh yeah, and this is really such an important, heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will stay, will never disappear. Keep at alert at all times and pray that you might be strong enough to escape these coming horrors and stand before the Son of Man. And this is really a good one, and we have to reflect, and then we have to pray that the fear of God is so strong upon us and that we need to stand firm in his word, because his words will never disappear no matter what. So really, that's really a big one. And I know I'm not going too much into it, but it's just really good, because that's how you know trouble is going to come. Jesus warned us to expect persecution. Christians of every age have had to face this possibility. Yet even when we feel completely abandoned, the Holy Spirit stays with us. He will comfort us, protect us, and give us the word we need to defend our faith. So that's really, really good. And I think that's all we're going to say, that we need to stay in his word. We need to stay in prayer, because all those things are going to come soon. We are living in those times, in the end times. I know we can't see it yet, but that all of that must take place before he comes and returns. So hallelujah and praise the Lord. I just want to thank y'all for coming in and enjoying this episode. If you haven't already, please follow. Make sure you stay up to date in all the podcasts and episodes that I post. And until next time, I will see y'all. God bless. And really, God is getting ready to do something of the outer ordinary. And this is going to be the new normal. So please stay tuned for all these episodes and good. Because this is all coming from the Lord, not from me. So, all right. Have a blessed night. Take care.